Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, sustainability, peace, and freedom for all. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015.
Confess it, and then listen, and watch, and then act. Yes, listen, and watch, and then.
In this episode, we're featuring New England Veg Fest that's happening in Worcester, Massachusetts. And we are joined by New England Veg Fest co-founder and organizer, Amanda Rose, and also Jen Wiglinski, the executive director of Veg Fest. Thank you very much, Amanda and Jen, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks so much for having us, Marlene.
Well, I'm thrilled about this. What a lineup you have once again. Thank you so much. Amanda, I'd love to start by hearing a little bit about New England Veg Fest in general.
New England Veg Fest is one of the country's largest and longest-running vegan festivals, and it happens right here in central Massachusetts. We're holding it again at the Worcester State University, Sunday, June 9th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We have a variety of entertaining speakers and activities. So yeah, we attract up to, I would say, 8,000 attendees every year. So we're going to have vegan food and product vendors from throughout New England and beyond. We'll have some amazing speaking presentations. And Jen can tell you a little bit about one of our first speakers that we're so excited about.
Sure. Well, New England Veg Fest is thrilled to be welcoming this year for the first time ever, Congressman Jim McGovern. He represents the 2nd District of Massachusetts in the U.S. House of Representatives. He is our local representative in the Worcester area. And he's going to be joining us briefly to speak about some of his current legislative efforts to promote food and nutrition security, in particular the PLANT Act. PLANT is an acronym for peas, legumes, and nuts today. So it's a bill that's all about supporting plant-based food production. Just briefly, it's really about to give jobs to farmers, but also make those ingredients a lot more available to companies making foods, put them on grocery store shelves, hopefully lower prices, and really help the U.S. be a leader in that area, which is just really exciting for vegans and consumers everywhere. And then following Congressman Jim McGovern, Worcester Mayor Joseph Petty will also join us briefly to read the 2024 Worcester Vegan Week Proclamation. So Worcester Vegan Week will run June 9th, the festival date, through June 15th. And we've been partnering with the City of Worcester to declare Worcester Vegan Week since 2021. We're just really grateful to the city for helping us continue to do that. We'll have more information available at the festival on that week. It's really about spotlighting vegan food throughout the city, and we'll have some easy actions people can take to get involved.
Wonderful. Amanda, I'd love to hear about the other speakers also.
So festival attendees can also catch a presentation and cooking demo focused on debunking common myths about plant-based eating. The demo will be run jointly by Jackie Ackerberg. She's a popular vegan recipe creator, author, and founder of the plant-based blog Jackfruitful Kitchen. And she'll be joined with Sarah Tercero, a Worcester-based chef, and she's the creative force behind the Instagram sensation Better Food Guru. She has over 1 million followers. She's amazing. We're so excited to have them teaming up. So Jackie Ackerberg, she's the recipe creator, food lover, and photographer behind Jackfruitful Kitchen. And it started as a creative outlet for her, a passion project, but it's just turned into a huge part of Jackie's life. She has a growing internet presence, rapidly growing internet presence, and her first cookbook, The Clean Vegan Cookbook, has come out, and we'll have copies of that so folks can do to meet her and get their book signed, as well as meet with Sarah. And she has a book out, the debut cookbook, The Plant-Based Diet in 30 Days. So they'll do a book signing following their presentation. Sarah, she was a restaurant chef for almost 3 decades, And then she brought her passion and her creativity to the internet. And as I mentioned, her Instagram is at Better Food Guru. She's just become kind of a sensation over there. It's earned her the name the Salad Queen, because she's a lifelong salad lover, and she makes these just amazing, gorgeous salads. So she presents vegan food in a way that's just appealing for everybody. So we're excited to have the two of them teaming up for this presentation and cooking demo. It's not to be missed, especially for those that are, you know, new to veganism. We actually come from the same hometown, and so she's a friend of mine personally, and she's amazing, and she kind of has that wicked Massachusetts accent that her video style, you know, featuring that has kind of, you know, it's amassed over 1 million followers online. So people really love her style and her recipes. So she's super cool work. I've been trying to get her on board for a while, and we're really excited to have her.
Great. Let's hear about the other speakers, too.
So we'll also have Robert Cheek, known as the godfather of vegan bodybuilding and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Plant-Based Athlete. Robert Cheek spoke at our festival back in 2014. He was great then. And today he's a fitness champion. So he's a champion vegan bodybuilder. He tours the world, especially recently. He's been out there a lot of different stops across the United States as well, just sharing his story of transformation. And we're just so excited to have him back. He's a really great guy, super impressive for anyone that's looking to get into fitness. He is the guy to talk to. And his presentation is at 2:30 p.m. in our Gauche Center Lecture Hall.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. And now I'd love to hear about the activities at New England Veg Fest.
Sure. Well, aside from our amazing speaker lineup, as always, we have lots of other activities that people can take part in. We have classroom spaces in our main festival building where we'll have workshops and presentations going on throughout the day. These include Sandra Musial, MD, from the Plant Docs nonprofit. She'll be speaking about chronic disease reversal using food as medicine. Sam Morris from Sam Solutions, which is a company that makes vegan body care products, will be doing a hands-on workshop, and participants can come and make some products to take home. This includes 100% natural flower facial toner using the butterfly pea flower, and also a sugar and flower petal body scrub. And both Sandra and Sam joined us last year and were wildly popular, so we recommend getting to their spaces early. New for this year, Ruben Carrillo will give a presentation on nurturing wellness, symbiotic relationship between healthy plants and human health. It's really a topic that will be of interest to anyone who grows their own fruits and vegetables and wants to ensure that they're cultivating plants that are as nutrient-dense as possible for our own health as well as that of the planet. And then we'll have Terry Walters, is a local vegan best-selling cookbook author, and she'll be talking about the importance of fermented foods for gut and mental health, and her presentation includes a fun sauerkraut demo as well. And all of these are first come, first serve, and so again, we encourage people to get there early. In addition, as always, we'll have our Kids Corner featuring crafts, make and take scavenger hunt, and then vegan-friendly book readings, including one by local author and illustrator Morgan Kirchner, who put out a book, Year of Moons, this past year. And then last but not least, I just wanted to mention our New England Veg Fest Lounge. We launched our lounge area last year with, you know, cocktail tables, fun decor, as an area where people could just go eat and hang out. And for 2024, we're expanding the lounge in terms of both space and activities. We encourage people to come hang out, get some samples, and we're also adding some really fun games this year, including vegan trivia, bingo, and Jeopardy.
We're listening to Jennifer Wiglinski, Executive Director of VegFest, and we're also joined by Amanda Rose, the co-founder and organizer of New England VegFest. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Mandarin Jen, hearing more about New England VegFest, happening June 9th at Worcester State University. During this short break, we'll hear more of the beautiful song, Go Vegan, by Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany.
Too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done. But now the time has come that you listen and watch and then act. Please listen and watch and then act. Hörst du sie schreien?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Hörst du sie weinen?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Siehst du sie sterben? Hear them scream,
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry,
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die,
go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream,
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry,
go vegan, go vegan.
Back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with the organizers of New England Veg Fest. We're joined by Executive Director Jen Wiglinski and also the co-founder and organizer, Manda Rose. And I'd love to hear about zero waste goals at New England Veg Fest.
Yeah, definitely. So for our 2024 festival, New England Veg Fest is striving towards zero waste goals as much as possible. And for those who don't know, the zero waste approach seeks to minimize the amount of waste going into landfills by reducing, recycling, reusing, and composting as much as possible. We're not 100% zero waste, but like I said, we're aiming to get there eventually, and we're doing a lot of new stuff this year. Obviously, environmental sustainability is a big part of veganism, so we just really thought that it should be a big focus of the festival as well. Some of those things, just briefly, are we're requiring all vendors to use third-party certified compostable materials for serving food. So plates, utensils, napkins, containers, stuff like that, because we want to generate as little trash as possible. We are working with a compost company, and we'll have bins throughout the venue as well as recycling bins that will help attendees sort materials into as well. We're also just really reducing our own use of materials as much as possible. Our program is going 100% online. We're reducing signage size and number, things like that. Another thing is we're excited this year's t-shirt. So every year we put out a new t-shirt, and our 2024 t-shirts are made with the company Stay Vocal. They're a certified clothing reuse company. They basically source their t-shirts from thrift stores, overstock, stuff like that. So no new t-shirts will be produced. And then one other activity I wanted to mention is we're running a clothing drive at the festival with Helpsy, which is a company out of New Jersey. And basically, you can bring in, use your own linen clothing and other textiles, and they'll take it. Everything from clothing to, I think, shoes. We have a whole list on the website. It's a massive list. Stuffed animals, jewelry, accessories, you know, anything you don't want, attendees don't want. And it doesn't have to be, it can be ripped, stuff like that. So we're having an opportunity for people to kind of clear out their house with this drive. And they do this all over the place, these drives. That's what they do. And they take the clothes, and what they do with them is if they're in good shape, they'll work with thrift stores, kind of some markets in other countries, turn them into rags, anything they can. I think like 90% of the stuff they get is reusable in some way.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jen. That was great to hear about the activities and the zero waste goals. And now I'd love to hear more about the food and exhibitors at New England Veg Fest.
Yeah, so we're going to have an outdoor space with some vegan food trucks, restaurants, and then we'll have two large, amazing indoor exhibit halls. Exhibit Hall A on the first floor and Exhibit Hall B on the second floor, both full of vendors. So we'll have food trucks, restaurants. We'll also have merchandise, health and wellness, nonprofits, community groups. I think what some of our attendees, thousands of attendees, are coming out for and get most excited about, of course, is the vegan food. We have vendors from Worcester, Massachusetts, and we have them all throughout Massachusetts, New England, and beyond. Some of the Worcester-based eateries We have Belmont Vegetarian.
Yes, and just to clarify for our listeners, that is a vegan restaurant, 100% Jamaican vegan restaurant.
We also have Loving Hut and Not Your Mama's Vegan Cafe, which will be serving up some vegan hot food. We have some of the all-vegan bakeries. We're going to have Boundless Bakery. They're out of Massachusetts. And Jennifer Lee's Vegan Bakery right here in Worcester. We'll be featuring a Little Loaf Bake Shop. They are from Poughkeepsie, New York. They're known for their vegan pastries. They always have a long line of people like so excited to try them. Very unique. We'll have Planted Donuts, Poppy's Pastries, both from Massachusetts. And we'll also have a Wild Heart Vegan Bakery from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, as well as a few others. So there's a lot of vegan bakeries. You know, can't miss those. We'll have the Broccoli Bar Food Truck. They're from Burlington, Vermont, serving up flavorful broccoli-based dishes. We have Divine Treasures, artisan vegan and gluten-free chocolate shop from Manchester, Connecticut. We have a whole variety of foods, really. Hot dogs from Fanny's. They're a plant-based hot dog. We also have No Pig Neva. They do vegan groceries. They'll be up in our Exhibit Hall B on the second floor. They're a 100% vegan e-commerce store in the Boston area, and they have a variety of plant-based selections beyond what you can find in your local grocery store. We'll also have all kinds of community groups and nonprofits. And, of course, you know, the message of compassion for animals will be present throughout the fest, as always. We have a special place for animal sanctuaries, such as Vine Sanctuary and Unity Farm Sanctuary. They're both sponsors of VegFest this year. As well, we'll have Save the Buns, which provides sanctuary and adoption for rabbits, the Riley Farm Rescue, Sawa Goat Sanctuary, Hair of the Dog Wildlife Rehabilitation, and a bunch more. So there's a variety of animal sanctuaries and advocacy groups. And, you know, it's important for us to have them throughout the festival, that you're able to learn about, you know, why we're here, why we're doing this festival. It's, you know, for the animals.
Now we'll have a little musical interlude. This song is called Come to Me, and I dedicate this to the sanctuaries, all the animal sanctuaries. Come to me. And this is by vegan musician Sally Zito.
Come to me.
Also have a variety of vegan merchandise. So if you want to wear your vegan t-shirt, get a new vegan t-shirt, this is the place to do it. Compassion Co. is one of amazing vegan merchandise vendor that's going to have clothing and apparel that's all sweatshop free, USA made, organic, recycled. We have whatever you're looking for that's vegan, you know, candles, jewelry, skincare, we're going to have it there. Make sure to visit the Vegan Potter for some amazing pottery. As Jen had mentioned, Stay Vocal, that are doing some of our shirts this year. Stop by and visit them for some recycled vegan merchandise. There's really something for everyone. So, you know, if you want to come in, you're looking for an ice cream, we have Wave's dairy-free ice cream truck. So there's so much there. We're over 125 exhibitors right now and adding some, you know, every day up until the end. So enjoy the day. Bring your family and friends.
We're listening to Manda Rose, the co-founder of New England Veg Fest. And we're also joined by Jen Wiglinski, the executive director of New England Veg Fest. Jen and Manda are joining us via Skype in central Massachusetts. Well, this is exciting to hear about this upcoming New England Veg Fest, June 9th in Worcester, Massachusetts. And Manda and Jen, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages can you leave with our listeners?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you, Marlene, for having us on. And thank you for everyone who's involved in bringing this festival to life. It really is a team effort. I can't say enough thank you to Manda for, you know, being my co-organizer on this. We also have a festival organizing committee that meets weekly to help plan the festival. So thank you to our members, Brian, Randy, Becky, Phil, and Mary, as well as all of the dedicated volunteers who will show up on the day of the festival. We have a huge crew of people who show up to do everything from ticket taking and welcome to set up, monitor and compost bins, anything you can think of. And then, of course, thank you so much to all of our generous sponsors, all the exhibitors who will be there, and everyone who shows up as an attendee to participate and just have a good time.
For our listeners, I would just like to add that those who are interested in volunteering for New England Veg Fest, one can visit anyvegfest.org. And while I have the mic at this moment, I want to also say that earlier in the program, we heard the piano music by composer Will Tuttle. We heard the turkey song. And also the cow song. And now here's Manda.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that folks know that the event is free to attend from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're asking attendees to reserve free tickets for general entry at anyvegfest.org. Your ticket is your raffle entry at our raffle table on Exhibit Hall B, second floor. So definitely get reserve that free ticket. That helps us plan the event and estimate how many folks are coming out. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram at anyvegfest. The event is being held at Worcester State University on Chandler Street in Worcester, Massachusetts, Sunday, June 9th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And that's both indoors and outdoors. A lovely yard filled with vegan vibes. Thank you very much, Manda and Jen. Thank you for all you do. You're very powerful, very noble, and I appreciate you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. We're just thrilled and delighted to be here to talk about New England Veg Fest. We're really excited. Thank you so much again for having us on.
Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you.
Oh, if you care about animals and you love them and adore them and you want to be kind, don't eat them anymore. So good, you wanna sing and shout and dance. We love animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals, it's kind, and we want to spread it. You can make plants into any kind of food, even milk, cheese, butter, eggs, and meat substitutes. So your favorite meals don't have to disappear, you just learn how to make them from a recipe, my dear. So we eat plants instead. We love animals. It's kind and we want to spread it. We eat grains, beans, and legumes. We eat a tempeh, seitan, and tofu. We eat so many vegetables, so many fruits. We eat nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices too. Awesome good mood. Let's do the plant dance, do the plant food.
We're listening to Charity and the Jam Band. This is We Love Animals from their newly released album, The Vegan Album.
For the land, sea, air, and climate. So next time you're
not harm, choose love. Don't wait. Does this resonate? Hey, let's celebrate.
We love animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals, from our toes up to our heads. We love animals,
it's kind, and we're gonna spread it. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Much thanks to Mandarin Jen of New England Veg Fest. And much thanks to all the vegan musicians. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and also wcuw.org/community/Vegan Nation. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Let's go out with more of Charity and the Jam Band. This is a snippet of their song, Friends Not Food.
Oh, can we question our assumptions and definitions around justice and equality, respect and inclusion? What if we freed the cows and the chickens and the pigs and the horses and the rabbits and the little lambs too, and let them live with their families without the threat of being used? For they do experience pleasure and pain and fear and love and loss and joy. Oh, they want to be happy and safe and free. They want to live just like you and me. Oh, can we extract ourselves from systems of oppression? And can we move closer to true and lasting liberation? And can we surrender our rationalizations? And can we awaken to our internalized speciesism? Oh, can we widen our circle of compassion to encompass all our animal friends and relations? And let the animals sing, let the animals sing. We're your friends, we're not your food. We have families and feelings just like you. We were meant to be living wild and free in this world. We're not your food, we are your friends. And we don't want to be your ingredients. And you can help to bring this harming to an end. We are your friends, we're not your food. And we're part of your earth and neighborhood. You know you're not free till we are free. It's true, it's true, it's true. We're not your food, we are your friends. We don't want to be your ingredients. We're your relatives, your community. Be kind, be peace, be love. You'll see that you can bring this harming to an end.